political parties and organizations of Russia and organizations of Belarus, Ukraine and Nepal recently issued statements and joint statements supporting the statements of the Supreme Command of the Korean People's Army and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the PPRK and condemning the provocative joint military exercises of the United States and the South Korean authorities. Media of Syria, Russia, Nepal, Germany, the Czech Republic, Pakistan and the United States carried articles kicking the United States and its followers for their hostile moves against the PPRK. And that's the end of the news read by Kim Hyun-ok
and Cha Jang-nam.
This is Voice of Korea.
The Daily Robin Simon ran a commentary Wednesday under the title,
They Must Bear Our Final Warning in Mind. The commentary said, according to the report on structure of bases for 2012, recently released by the U.S. Department of Defense, the number of U.S. imperialist aggressive forces in South Korea exceeded 37,000. It is nearly 9,000 more than the number agreed upon between South Korea and the United States. It cannot be overlooked that the U.S. forces corresponding to one division were reinforced in over 2 years. It is a manifestation of an attempt to intensify military threat and pressure against the PPRK and unleash a nuclear war on the north in the Korean Peninsula and a very dangerous situation. The South Korean traitors, with vicious intention to harm the fellow countrymen with the backing of the United States, have begged the U.S. master, talking about strategic flexibility, not to decrease the U.S. forces in South Korea. Reinforcement of the U.S. forces in South Korea will precisely be a detonator to further aggravate military tension in the Korean Peninsula and Northeast Asia and trigger off a nuclear war on the North. The U.S. imperialist aggressive forces who have imposed pains of division upon the Korean nation for more than half a century and are inviting disasters of nuclear war are the targets of our mercy strike. Once a decisive battle starts, the U.S. imperialist aggressive forces and their bases in South Korea will be blown up first, the commentary added. That was the gist of commentary under the title, They Must Bear Our Final Warning in Mind, carried in the Daily Rodong Sinmun on Wednesday. This is Voice of Korea.